All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner with Transmetropolitan. Probably not going to finish up the whole volume, but let's go ahead and get some of it done. Lonely City, produced in conjunction with a TV show. SA sponsored by Lonely City. One of three. Spider Jerusalem is the acclaimed columnist for the major metropolitan newspaper, The Word. These are essays from the doomed streets he haunts in pursuit of the truth. Shannon Yarrow, a one-time stripper and convicted pay-to-coy, is Mr. Jerusalem's personal bodyguard and longtime confidant, providing protection during the writing of the Lonely City series. Yelena Rossini, daughter of one of the city's oldest political families, is Mr. Jerusalem's personal assistant in both his daily life and his relentless hunt for the truth. I'm also going to make myself just a little more comfortable here while I read more essays. There we go. Okay. Uh-oh. Well, maybe we won't be reading more essays. Let's have a look at him, eh? Damn. Holy shit. Hi, I'm Spider Jerusalem. I smoke, I take drugs, I drink, I wash every 6 weeks. I masturbate constantly and fling my steaming poison semen down from my window into your hair and food. I'm a rich and respected columnist for a major metropolitan newspaper. I live with two beautiful women in the city's most expensive and select community. Being a bastard works. The City Career Service, call us now, no matter how much of a fuck you are. There, I'm gorgeous! The Ku Klux Klan, America's Funniest Murder, Dawn Patrol, okay. Flamingo Go, Black News. Hey, we have that. The Gecko Invasion. Right, what have you taken this morning, Spider? I don't know what you mean. You didn't go to bed. The medicine cabinet looks like someone's been dancing in it. My panties are missing, and there's traces of blood on your cat again. There's traces of your blood on the cat again. Rup. Lies. City sweep news at the top of the hour. Still no further statements following midnight G-reader killing. Jesus, did you hear that? G-reader. G-reader killing. Stand by. Genetic structure reader, commonly G-reader, left on body of Rory Flanagan Lockwood, 17, kicked to death by four assailants just after midnight this morning. The G-reader screen still displayed its last scan, Lockwood's genome. Assailants scanned him prior to the attack. Lockwood's genetic structure contained the controversial Conclave Modification, also known as the Polytemple or Sex Gang Change. Aw, hell. I remember my dad knew a clutch of Conclavers when I was a kid. Lockwood's genetic sequence was actually present in his recessive dead third-generation iteration. Not a difference that a cheap G-reader can distinguish. City PD are leaking case details, and we expect to have built up a picture of this killing and the case of approach by tomorrow morning. Fuck that! Filthy assistants, saddle up! All professional apparatus on! Prepare to hit the street! How do you know how many assailants there were? Oh, come on, everything's surveilled. You can't take a dump without some floating bacteria cam broadcasting your dangly bits to the world. Bound to have been witnesses of some kind. Not my point. If they know how many assailants there were, why haven't descriptions been circulated? I mean, they haven't arrested anybody. Press. You're not a real reporter, Jerusalem. You're a columnist. You're down there with people who write about the parties they throw up at. I'm the closest thing to a real journalist you'll ever see, shit eyes. Letting me in, or shall I call an Amfeed crew to take me banging on the door? Asshole. I'm Detective Newton. What do you want, Jerusalem? Just curious. Let's get one thing straight here. I like what you do. You haven't been served well by the police. I want to change that. But if all I'm dealing with is some dilettante son of a bitch who's just curious, your ass is in locomotion back to whatever strip club you jack off in while pretending to be a writer. Just curious doesn't write intrusion into a crime scene. Figured you had more of an agenda than that. Okay, I'm sorry. I think it was supposed to be read like that. Sometimes it's very difficult. And then she says, am I clear? Yeah, so it wasn't meant to be read the other way around. So why haven't you issued descriptions on the assailants? What? Okay, Detective Newton, you want to talk? Straight talk. This is your original hate crime. They read the poor fucker's genetics, saw a sex gang sequence, and beat him to death for it. How's your race memory there, Detective? Can't even get basic race... Blah, blah, blah. Try that again. City can't even get basic racism right, can it? Skin color don't matter. Was the message we beat into these fuckers. That's what you got inside. And what he had inside from his mommy and daddy and God knows who else is a genetic legacy of a designed subspecies with multiple genitalia. Sex gain sequence, high family structures, conclaver, and they scared and sickened people way back then. That's what he was killed for. That's perfectly clear. What isn't clear is, you know, how many people stomped him. But you've made no arrests, given no descriptions, been economical with your leaks, and sequestered things people should know. Why haven't the news feeds played any of the dozens of tapes that should have been made of this? It's a busy city street. Must have been 100 cameras running here. It's a bus stop. Buses come here. Any bus defense camera array would have photographed the corpse when it pulled up here. Why are you sitting on the tapes, Detective Newton? Why would he do that? I don't know. I also don't know why the newscasts on this haven't come with statements of horror and outrage from Civic Center. In fact, no one's had much to say. All the usual rent-a-quote politicians were quiet, too. Is this case being buried, Detective Newton? I don't like your tone. We're playing it carefully. Carefully, you ought to be doing everything short of putting a bounty out on these fuckers. Time's up, Jerusalem. Move out. Filthy assistants, to me! Which one of you has a phone? Here, phone trait, grows an antenna web over your skeleton, runs off your own metabolism. Usual biotech consumer goods interface, menu over your left eye, imaginary keypad, right eye, right hand. I save my right hand for better imaginary things than that. Give me a fucking phone, is that too much to ask? God forbid you should wear out your special jerk-off hand. Aha! Save from the ineptitude of filthy assistants. Yeah, I'm living in the present day, not operating on Stone Age tech levels preferred on Hump Your Cousin Street, Hillbilly Mountain, real fucking inept. I heard that. Welcome. Press thumb pad or insert card. You were supposed to. This booth is in use. Anti-noise field running to delete outside sound from booth environment. Where's my fucking column? Good morning, Royce. How's that dose of the galloping cockrot doing? Spurting foreskin pus volcanoes clearing up? Every time I go to one of your parties, I catch something impossible and wake up naked in a public utility of some kind with something up my ass. And this is my fault, Hal. My column, fucking where is? Right here, I've just been looking at the crime scene for where that kid got killed. Do we have a name on him yet? Lockwood something. Yeah, the Lockwood kid. Cops have snatched up all the camera records of the incident. And they must know who did it by now. Odds are pretty fucking good that those bastards' faces are on screen somewhere. And what is this, remedial day? Dick fungus crawled up your spine and filled the front of your brain with ooze and chlorophyll? They've made no arrests. The cops are going to make this go away. It's a minority slang and they don't give a shit. Do you really want to fuck with CPD again, Spider? Truth? Right now I'm in the mood to fuck with anybody that looks at me funny. Truth, lies, informer, source, okay. Submit now. Damn. Isn't it getting like that, though? Damn near it. Lonely City, 2 of 3. I jabbered and shrieked in the appalling chill of Dante Road because I was naked and been shot in the legs by sharpened ballistic popsicles. Strawberry and guava flavor. Fucking disgusting. Winter apes jeered me from the park, jacked off with manic contempt, their futuristic innovation packed semen crackling as it froze in the air mid-trajectory. I found my bowel disruptor and made the noisy bastards shit themselves. They screamed awful diarrheic rushes. Diuretic. Diuretic. That's a new word on me. Diuretic rushes, instantly freezing into vile columns that pin them to the ground by their bare, speckled asses. Naked and severely wounded by a sociopathic ice cream salesperson. Obviously the idea was that I'd awaken too weak to move, crippled, eventually to be slowly beaten to death by hails of frozen ape jizz. My assistants were nowhere around, and I could see no cameras, so it wasn't them. Their attempts on my life were always characterized by recording equipment. They want to see me die and then play the video at a big party. Ah! God! Fuck! Shit, 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 shit! Arr, wake up! Meow! Brr! I was resting my eyes. What do you want? Check the TV news. What's this? This is the precinct house where the people who killed Lockwood are being held. They arrested them? Finally, yeah, and it leaked out that they were here. They've got fans, the press, the dead kids, family, and friends, minority rights groups, other sex gang people. But half of them turned up before the arrest to protest the cops' lack of action and the Rory Flanagan Lockwood killing. This mob, therefore, is pretty much your default. Your fault, Spider. Serves them fucking right. We wanted the visual information sequestered while we studied it. This appalling behavior by the press has forced us to both release the taped information to the public and arrest the four suspects in the case. They need a new spokesperson. They've just admitted that I forced them to do their fucking job. Where is this? Where are the bastards being kept? Dante Street, Precinct House. Okay, we're going down there. To do what? Bay with the crowds? To cover the damn story. How do you feel about this? Having the cops mobbed. It's your fault, you know. We have a problem, don't we, Elena? You're a bit of a believer in due process, a believer in social structure and authorities doing what's right. Letting people do their job. Tradition, law, probably comes out of your family, that whole public service thing, respect for the law, social fabric, all that. So from your viewpoint, I've gotten in the way of cops doing their very, very important job. After all, the cops know what they're doing. I, on the other hand, do not have respect for the law, especially since they publicly beat me in the middle of the fucking street the last time I pointed out they do not do their jobs well. The cops are not to be trusted. It is our very, very important job to watch people like cops and ensure that they are working in our interest and defense. Which is kind of their job description. And basically, they were letting that poor kid's killers wander around free. They had to be shamed into fucking arresting them. And now there's a big mob shouting at them because they didn't do their job properly. Oh dear. How sad. Never mind. Maybe they were simply going quietly to avoid things like mobs gathering in front of the local precinct house. Oh, shut up. It says move. Justice for Lockwood. Target locked? Oh. What the hell are they really demonstrating about anyway? Do they need an excuse? Spider gave them an excuse. They're demonstrating because the police tried to sweep away a minority killing. You don't know that. They haven't produced a decent explanation yet for holding the tapes, and if there was a good reason, then the lies of me couldn't shame them into releasing them. Excuse me. Let me try that again. Then the likes of me couldn't shame them into releasing them. They continue to follow that procedure and give that as their explanation. They fucked up. Remind me, I want copies of those tapes. Anyway, my money says that a bunch of these people are sex gang. There are still that many sex gang people around. Some of them look real young. I heard the sex gang change was a recessive gene. Didn't come out in the kids. Nothing's perfect, except me. Right. Press. Don't expect a good spot just because you've got your own merchandise line. Sure, don't expect me to compensate your wife and five retarded kids after I've drowned your exposed brain in my semen. Something going on inside there. Need a zoom lens. Shannon, what are you doing? When you stand like that, you look like a flagpole with two soccer balls nailed to it. Oh, shut up. There's something going on down the street. I don't like the look of that. They're cordoning off the street, Spider. Shit, you think? Yeah, they're probably securing the entire block. Elena, let's go. Now. What? We only just got here. Let go. Sorry. We We need to be moving in the general direction of away with great speed, and don't give me any shit about it. Don't push, damn it. Move faster then, for fuck's sake. Oh shit, I see what they're doing. Move! What? They've let the fuckers out on bail. Out on bail, released out the front door in front of the fucking mob, armed cops, sealed area? Amphede, we've got the balls to bring you the news. Which way? I don't believe this shit. I don't believe you came out unarmed. Oh, shit. Hide your fucking gun. If the cops see you running at their barricades with a gun, they'll blow you apart. Do as she says. We need to talk our way on the other side of the cordon. Uh-oh. You killed my son, you fucking assholes! Vengeance is mine, save the Lord. Avenge Lockwood. Murderers die. Kill them. We need to get through here. No one comes through here, sir. Orders. We want to get out of here. Why is that a problem? No one gets out of this entire block. Orders were very clear on that. We're no part of this. We want no part of this. We want to get out. Please. I'm sorry, miss. Next time, get a better job and a better boss. Move! What the fuck is going on, Spider? There's going to be a riot, and the cops are going to let it happen. Holy shit. Wow. Isn't that like the cops, though? Gunfire. Setup. They turned the street into a kill zone and we walked into it. Yelena, that trait you had. Are you wired for phone? Yes, who do you want? Royce. The word must have a complete set of tapes of the Lockwood killing. There's more to this than embarrassment. It has to be on the sequestered tapes. Shit, shit, shit. Royce, it's Yelena Rossini. I need a read on the Lockwood tapes and police release today. Get them into a smart scanner. Hey, you're not allowed to hit down here. You need to be back on Dante Street. Holy shit, they used some weapons. This is so fucked up. Keep moving, we're not out of the damn cordon yet. Oh shit. Right, Royce, ask the scanner for anomalies in the scene, as seen from all angles relating to CPD. Exactly right. Shannon, the street's barricade must be around the corner. Assault and battery on an unknown number of police officers using only a telescoping baton and a bow disruptor? This is so out of control, it's untrue, Spider. CPD trying to kill the press, the kid's family, the minority rights demonstrators. Oh, God. Okay, I hear you. Hold on. What? No wonder they didn't want the tapes released. Put them all together, you can see a police patrol vehicle parked 100 yards down from the road, from the bus stop where Lockwood was kicked to death, with three cops in it, watching. Why am I not surprised? This is supposed to be about the future, but, this happened. Lonely City, 3 of 3. We need to know what's around that corner before we go around. Not carrying anything that can do that. You? No, damn it. And we can't have long before people start looking at cameras. Because there are cameras everywhere. Might work. Keep Royce on the line. Tell him where we are. Tell him he needs to run a search engine. Check on public or feed site cameras in the area. Hold on. That's a long shot. Only shot we've got unless we just rush around the corner and pray. And you don't believe in God, and neither do I. Okay, Royce. Says he's found an Amphede random camera infection traveling the breeze down the street. Should be headed the way we want to go. Tell him to buy time on it right now and patch the imagery to his screen. Yelena, I see one police car, plastic barricade, 20 feet around the corner, maybe less. Two cops in the car, one figure wandering around behind, probably on the phone. Everything's gone to hell here, Yelena. Get home! Thanks, boss. I'm your boss, you disloyal little toad. Shut up. Cop car right around the corner, 20 feet or less behind a light barricade. Two cops inside, one behind. Right. When I say run like fuck and commit assault on a police officer several times... Run like fuck and commit assault on a police officer several times. Yeah! 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 Oh! Christ, you knocked him out. How'd you knock him out with a bow disruptor? What's it set to? It says shat to unconsciousness. Now move. Too late. Detective Newton, Mr. Jerusalem. Drop the gun! Drop the fucking gun! I could unload into his face before you even got close to me, girl. And are you going to? Get on with it, then. Shit or get off the pot, detective. Do it! No! Fire and you die next, guaranteed. I need to sanitize this location immediately. My back was turned slightly too long to see or catch you. Death Sergeant's fault for detailing me here because he'd run out of warm bodies, which is why my back was turned, running my caseload by phone. Patrol cars have a specified EMP burster that should knock out the cameras in the vicinity. Auto-wipe their memories and buffers, too. Assholes should have used it the night Lockwood got killed, instead of playing with a G-reader newly installed in all patrol vehicles. Get out of here. Go write a story. Leave me out of it. Puritan Moves, residents only. Maker, two personal recipe rescue restoratives. One shot of bourbon. Drink these down, slowly. What is it? I got taught how to make it by a soldier in Bangkok whose basic job was to be shot at every day. It helps. Drink your drinks, I'm fine. Oh yeah, he's pissed. Remember, a paranoid is simply someone in possession of all the facts. It's been a while since anyone tried to kill me. A little less than 2 hours ago, CPD tried to silence the critics of their handling of the Lockwood case in a fairly original manner. They rounded them up and shot them. At this point, I have no idea how many casualties there are. I don't have time for that. Because you need to know now that CPD have finally come unglued. They cannot survive this act of ultimate brutality. We cannot let them survive it. Story's done and sent. Just in time, TV News finally got some cameras into Dante Street. With the cordon around Dante Street, Precinct House lifted, the scene that awaits us is one of carnage and loss. Since what CPD claims was a terrorist actuation of electromagnetic pulse burster killed every camera in the vicinity, there is no footage of the actual events. On your screens now, Rory Lockwood's mother. Lockwood's entire family gathered here today to protest have been confirmed dead. The official police statement points to agitators within Lockwood's group of well-wishers as the cause of this horror. There was an attempt at storming the precinct house. The police fell into siege procedure at that time. There was a shot from the crowd. No one survived this riot. They ran a game on us, Spider. We finally just pissed them off too much. Easy, Elena. We're okay. We're pretty fucking far from okay right now. Don't you get it? This is our fault. We did this. Spider wrote the piece that threw the shit at the fan. Then everyone threw a piece. All the press. So they rounded us all up in one place exactly because of the piece, the humiliation we heaped on them. Rounded us all up into one place and killed us. Phone. It's Royce. I'll transfer you to the house phone. Royce! Now don't you dare ask me where's your fucking column, you son of a bitch. I just sent you a motherfucker of a piece. What? A D notice. New invention from the White House. Stories considered dangerous to local and national security and international standing can and will be spiked by the Callahan administration. What kind of fascist fucking bullshit is that? They put a D notice on your column, Spider. You're not running the column. The paper is legally constrained from running the column. I can't do a damn thing about it, Spider. They fucked us. Goddamn fucking idiots. That's what they're trying to do, folks. They're trying to stop any kind of truth. Any kind of truth. If it doesn't fucking line up with their agenda, it's gone. They want that power. Callahan. You two. Shannon, you take Elaine out tomorrow with my credit cards and you buy weapons for the both of you. You never go anywhere unarmed again. I mean it. Guns, always. Do you understand? Do you understand? Yes, damn it. Ease off. Yes. Ow, I will not ease off. The Smiler banned the column. The only piece of news that actually said what happened on Dante Street and had it killed. How did he even know I was writing it? How did he know I was there? He knew we were there. And he knew our bodies weren't found. This is the start of something fucking disgusting. Guns! See to it. God fucking damn. It's looking more like a vision of the future, isn't it, folks? D-notice. Sorry, you can't publish this news. That's scary, dude. Like, if you got the truth of what really fucking happened, and you can't publish it because the government tells you no, you're no longer living in a fucking free country. You're living in a fucking authoritarian state. That's scary. That's what Warren Ellis was trying to say here. It's pretty hardcore, right? Well, that's all we're going to do for today. That's going to be the end of Transmetropolitan right now. But we got more coming. Don't worry. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comic Corner with Transmetropolitan.